see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light's a shining tree. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
That was William Vitalis with his wonderful song, Open My Heart to the World. My name is Elizabeth Joyce, and this program is called Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open and grow towards a universal, united, loving, kind, forgiving planet. We are entering into a new decade, the terrible 20s. Some of us think that we're living in a difficult time, and some of us think that we're living in an easy time. We are living in a place where light is coming forth. It's a new light. It's called the double helix, and it streams to us from the center of the galaxy. At times on Let's Find Out, I offer a teaching program. I teach subjects that are hopefully on a higher level, for we live on a time when darkness is coming forth. And we live in a time when learning is cherished, but we also live in a time when ignorance is cherished. What's going on, we say. A lot of our beliefs, a lot of our precious thoughts, a lot of our training has been thrown out the window. And new ideas are coming forth. And our training is laughed at. And we are told we're old fogies. And we wonder, what in the world is happening? There is a battle going on between technology and the human mind, and I'm concerned that the human mind is losing this battle at this time. But it will always win out. The heart will always be there. Integrity, thoughtfulness, kindness, love, and mercy will always be available to us. Change is upon us. The times are changing, and it's time to change. Instead of asking for an easy life, we can argue that it is time to do the hard things in life. And as we go into the 2020s, I'm sure that will be upon many of us. The greatest efforts in human history have been made through hard times. Meanwhile, many of the worst things in our human history are people seeking to have easy lives at the expense of others. Look at the human trafficking. Look at the crime that is happening every day. If we look at history, we will see that our greatest accomplishments and the greatest changes in human life have come through very difficult choices. It's never easy. It's not a punishment to have to do hard things. It's a challenge. Can you figure this out? Can you bring something new into your world? And how are you going to do that? Will you do that through meditation? Will you do that with connecting to the higher forces? Will you do that with using this beautiful energy, the double helix that's coming in from the center of the galaxy? Why is this energy coming forth? And why was it predicted for years and eons before this opening occurred? Not to keep the old. Not to keep the older, ways of life where people were looked down upon, used, punished, put in slavery, but to create new and challenging and uplifting and higher ways of living. Why don't you try this? Try setting your life goal on something that's hard to do. Even if it takes a while, go for it. Do something for others and don't do something just for yourself, because helping only yourself is easy. It's called self-centeredness. But look for something very worthwhile, not to make your own life easy, but also to help others. Let's Find Out has found that the only thing stopping one from accomplishing is not doing it. The only thing stopping kindness is not doing it. The only thing stopping being patient with another is not doing it. The only thing stopping forgiveness is not doing it. The only thing stopping mercy is not doing it. And the only thing stopping your learning and growing is not doing it. And the only thing stopping love one another as I love you is not doing it. Doing a hard and difficult task has brought us here today to the program of Let's Find Out. Doing the difficult task has already brought us to what we've accomplished up till now. Well, was doing that hard worthwhile? Was it worthwhile to do what you did to get where you are today? It's often the very worthwhile thing to do and can bring in the greatest riches into all of our lives. Finally, we have another challenge, and we have a prayer beyond prayer. What we present to the world and what we present to us is love. We are here to love and to serve. As we bring people into our lives, if we realize that we brought them into our lives through our subconscious energy, then we know that everyone in our life, whether they're angry or not angry, came through us and came to us through karma, through the rule of what you put out, you get back. Sometimes we have unpleasant experiences, and that comes from our fear, as we are being taught how to overcome fear. And sometimes we have wonderful experiences, and that comes from our love. Do something difficult. Don't say you're not strong enough. Don't say you can't do it. Say, I can do it, and I will do it, and it is so. I can do it, I will do it, and it is so. Because I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Welcome to Let's Find Out. Things are happening. Things are happening in the news, in the world as a whole, and in my own life, with such rapidity that I can't comprehend it. Everything has moved so fast this year. The world, myself, and yourself are in the midst of a spiritual transformation. I don't know how this is going to go for those who don't want it and resist it, but I have to say that I personally find it totally confusing. Have you guys been feeling a little lightheaded and confused over the past few months? The energy has been very powerful and strong and so new that sometimes we don't know how to deal with it. I have always sought truth and have been greatly blessed, perhaps more so than other people, with parents, teachers, friends, and experiences that have helped me along the path, especially this year. And it's so astonishing that I should feel so confused. Some decades ago, I realized that each year in the springtime, there is a release, a spiritual potency, such as no other time of the year. Each year in the spring, I have received, without fail, some new spiritual awareness. Then, just this past year, the experience was that of any other 10 springs combined. But now we're in the doldrums of winter, and although the daily flood of information continues unabated, there still seems to be a relative spiritual dullness hanging around. More information arrives daily, usually several times a day, in ways that most people cannot imagine. At my age, it comes in the forms of, oh, that was the experiences from many, many years ago. That's what that dream was about. I certainly didn't understand that message at the time. One might think that this is an elimination of confusion, but in my experience, it is repeatedly going to show how confused I can be about things. And I think that it's become an airborne disease with everyone, as we've had so many changes, floods, fires, storms, changes in values, changes in the government. Everything seems to be happening at the same time. The actual current experiences through which this information and these insights come to me is very often through the internet, through suggestions from an ever-expanding network of friends. Paradoxically, as I am again and again reiterating here, the more insight I gain, the greater my confusion in the comprehension. The more I learn is the more that I begin to realize how little information it is, how tiny we all are. After all, if you were on the moon looking down, I don't even think you could see ants as the humans that live here. There are more materialistic, atheistic scientists who feel that mankind is more and more on the verge of coming to comprehending the whole of the universe, the entire knowledge of the universe, everything. And in all reality, they feel that their increasing instrumentation in telescopes, nuclear colliders, electronic microscopes, quantum computers, combined with artificial intelligence and the new theoretical paradigms will make or have made God unnecessary in explaining reality. I was born at a very special time, near the beginning of World War II, after they found out about powered flight, before the jet aircraft, before they broke the sound barrier, before we had nuclear weapons, radar, TV, plastics, missiles, satellites, computers, internet, cell phones, electronic, most anything, and certainly before anything having to do with space and time travel, I have certainly watched the general view of the world, universal change. Also, general views regarding government, from the FDR days to the UN days, there changed the morals and mores from the line of segregation. And then the unbelievable idea that a black or a Catholic could be elected president. So my thinking has had lots of time to grow and to open and lots of opportunities to change thoughts, such as women's rights, the treatment of Japanese Americans, history regarding Native Americans, the nature of the universe and God, and a thousand other things. But now the change has become even more rapid. My views now change about many things in one day, and they used to change in a year. As you can understand, perhaps a bit of my confusion, I feel confident that by the end of the day tomorrow, that I will have learned 10 substantial pieces of information that I don't know now, some of which will at least tweak my view of the world. And there are so many, many sources of information that I am offered each day. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and this is Let's Find Out. We're entering the 2020s, and I'm trying to lead us up there. I have said no to many forms of information that I am offered. Not that I would like to have the information, it's just that I can't handle it all. There are individuals who track every airplane flight in the world, the time of departure, the estimate time of arrival, where it is now. They zoom in on particular planes, the type of plane, oftentimes the cargo or the passengers. They track Israel planes, American planes, Russian planes, you name it, and forms their view of the world, political and military activity, the whereabouts of these planes. The same applies to ships in the world, not so much the submarines, but the cargo ships. Sometimes when some of these individuals, or more particularly a few of them, become very excited about something, the Turkish ships vis-a-vis the Italy, Cyprus, Italian, Greek, and Libya, and the Chinese, Russian, and Iranian ships and their war games, and the Pakistanis and Indian positions, and. But not every day, not every week do I look. Sometimes I hardly ever check. Other than to see people's headlines, I like to look at the foreign newspapers and see what they're talking about versus us, and you can learn quite a bit about what's going on in the world. Example, the Washington Post, Vice. This is a long list. I'm not going to name them all. But I do look at the Becca Weekly Summary and the New York Times calendar for the day. I never read a New York Times article because they charge too much money to read it. I also read the daily calendar, Latitude. I can track if I want to, because they are so officially the deep state. There's probably about a dozen that I look at to see what they have to offer each day, and then go there half the time. But I wish there was more time to look at more deeply. There are many good sources that we can look at to see what's happening with the world. Sadly, they are being diminished, literally folding up and disappearing, as YouTube, Google, and Facebook intentionally wipe them out one by one. Terrible here, but much worse elsewhere. This week there's much news about China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, Saudi Arabia, and others limiting access to their countries, to their own versions of Wikipedia and the internet. This is really a terrible limitation of what people of the rest of the world can get access to think about. The main problem here remains that people don't just think because they're watching TV instead. They're being concerned about sports and celebrities rather than seeking reality. But it's all disappearing here also, and eventually they too will have no choice but what the Ministry of Truth decides they can watch, they can hear, what they can think about. It's not yet a problem for me, except that I know that I don't know anything about or why the government is doing. It wants to tell us why there's limitations on the news. It's not such a problem for me because it comes each day. About 20 people with special interests write to me about something or other. And I've been recently asked about the conjunction of the three planets, Mars, Saturn, and Pluto, and what meaning that could have in astrology, and how would it affect us over the long run worldwide. Every week I prepare a weekly astrology report, and on Let's Find Out, we call it your weekly cosmic tip. So here's this week's report. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on Om Radio. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of May 11th through May 18th, 2020. There are some numerous energetic shifts this week, so expect to hear some good news. When Mercury moves into Gemini on Monday, May 11th, it brings a positive energy and uplifting news over the next 3 weeks. This is excellent for negotiations because the energy of Gemini brings in a good communication flow. Pay attention to your feelings on Monday as well. Slow Saturn is stopping in the sky to turn retrograde until late September. However, quick Mercury moving equally into Gemini feels like your brain is going 100 miles an hour while your physical body is just standing still. Tuesday is good for serious thinking and communication, but not a good day for initiating important new actions. It's like turning off your phone and telling everyone to go away and let you focus on preparing your taxes or other activities that requires great attention. By the time you wake up on Wednesday, the 13th, Warrior Mars will have moved into psychic Pisces until June 27th, while graceful Venus turns retrograde until June 24th. Venus going retrograde brings us 40 days in which to review our finances and love life. Love and commitment are important, and so is Venus. Rule finances and your creative projects that may need to be renegotiated from a different angle or maybe a new approach with your projects. Venus has you opening to new ideas for relationships and finances. The love and money goddess will have many people working on finances and budgets, given the challenged economy that we're going through right now. On that same day, Mars slips into Pisces, which indicates some stormy weather with your energy for the next month. Pisces energy dampens your willpower. It dampens your energy, and it leaves you not knowing which way to go. Try to find a charity or an event to pour your energy into which can avoid a depressed state of mind or some sort of mind escape. Remember, Gemini likes things that are short and quick, and that can include picking up short projects to get your mind more active as well as produce a little bit more income for you. As if that's not enough for 1 week, Jupiter turns retrograde on Thursday the 12th. Jupiter will be retrograde for the next 4 months, which gives you a nice length of time to do some soul searching about your inner talents and your desire for success. This activity in the heavens means that these three planets that are aligning this year in Capricorn are all moving backwards until early October. The likely interpretation is that everyone will spend the next 3 months adjusting and healing their life from the disruptive events that are happening worldwide this year. Two sun trines brings a positive note to the end of the week. Early Friday, May 15th, the Sun-Pluto trine is a powerful force that brings out several hidden issues that will move you towards transformation. And on Sunday, May 17th, the Sun-Jupiter trine makes for a very, very lucky day or two. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to make an appointment or ask a question, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. And with Mars involved, the first thing one would think about in astrology would either be war or earth changes. It also can mean changes of heads of state, princes, queens, czars, presidents, rulers. But it also has a health meaning, and that's something I did not really want to talk about. But we go back to the year in the 1200s, and beyond that, and we get something called plagues, the back plague, the bubonic plague. And the one that I'm thinking about is not one that people are thinking about or talking about, but I have a feeling that these planetary arrangements could bring in something we haven't experienced in decades, in years, because that could be a virus. Understand there's a call coming in, and this is Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening. How are you?
Elizabeth?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Hi, this is Diana.
Diana. Hi, Diana from Arizona. I got it now. I'm sorry. And what are you calling about, Diana? I'd love to talk to you.
Well, I recently moved to Arizona. Do you see me staying here 2020, the whole year?
I think if you move to Arizona that you need to stay there for 2020 and use the year to go within, find out what you don't know, and find out what you're doing there, because you've been placed there. This energy of 2019 is incredible. I moved twice, Diana. I moved from Pennsylvania to Austin, and then 3 months later, I bought my parents' house in New Hampshire, and I had to be up there getting that all fixed up and up to date. It's been a crazy year like that. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. Wow.
Where are you in Arizona, and what made you get there?
I moved from Montana to Sedona, Arizona.
Yes.
And everything just clicked into place as soon as I got here.
Oh, so you're in Sedona and it clicked into place. That's a good place to be. It is. Just be careful of the mumbo jumbo, Diana. There's so much mumbo jumbo in that area where you are getting false information about spiritual awareness, and you really do have to be careful. I'm going to tell you that you will have a challenge and a choice in June when we get to the other eclipse. We have an eclipse in January that might take you on a new road and bring a new opportunity for you. And the energy will go on until June. So by June, you'll know what to do. I cannot tell you what to do because that's not my function.
Mm-hmm.
My function is to tell you the energy is coming for you to have a choice. And I know you're happy there. You feel very good. I'm seeing that you're relaxing and that you're not even aware of how your body has changed, which is very positive.
So I know I'm here for a reason. I hope to find out soon.
Well, of course you're there for a reason. You're there to get yourself ready to help the people in that area with light. You are a light worker, are you not?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. So you've been placed there. And you've been placed there. You will find somebody to learn from. And you will find people to work with that need you. And as I said, between now and June, you might be getting another pull in another direction. Just flow with it. Because I see that you're going to be doing some very important work.
Oh, that's really cool. Thank you.
Okay, that is cool. So hone your work. What work do you do, Diana? You do body work?
No, I got a job as a cook and delivering flowers. I'm working a lot.
Well, maybe, but you're going to be going further than that. You're going to be pulled into working with people, either coaching or doing body work or something. And you have wonderful teachers in that area. Mm-hmm. So there you go. We've got a lot happening.
That's what I wanted to hear.
The 2020s and how much effort you bring forth, very real in the energy of love, a love that can come with real effort, and bringing kindness and mercy, forgiveness and understanding from within will determine how open the door will wide for you, leading you into the new age event, which is closer than close, but yet will not come by itself if there's no effort to pull it forth. There's wonderful groups there that you can study with, and I would find one. Find a meditation group. Like that. Maybe you could meet some people of that thought, of that frame of mind that will really help you. As a matter of fact, I play William Vitalis' music on this show, and he and Indira were part of what's called a Clear Light group. And I was with the Clear Light group for 5 years, and they really brought me to my knees and showed me the Eastern philosophy along with the Western philosophy, which enhanced my life more than I can say. That's what you're there for, Diana, to grow. And that's
okay.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling.
I
this.
Know.
Now we're back to the difference between watching TV, being lazy, getting into sports and the movie stars and not watching what's happening in the world. And what's happening in the world is what we really have to look at and pray about if we can. So when you watch TV or when you listen to some of these links that you see and you are getting all sorts of new ideas, either from others or your old ideas, maybe that you didn't remember, you form opinions. Like one is the 16-dimension string theory is erroneous. 8 dimensions is accurate. And the other 8 are simply mathematical mirrors, but not related to reality. That Big Bang is not an etymology. It is simple a mathematical limitation. Like calculations, when the further calculation is infeasible, then a singular one is proclaimed. But that doesn't make it real. So think about what's going on. We have fake news. We have everything happening where people's minds are trying to be manipulated instead of the truth. And the only way you can find the truth is to go within. There is another call, a Carol from California. Carol, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
I have a son who's graduating college in Nebraska this year, and I'm hoping he comes home after graduation, but he has a girlfriend in Nebraska, so I don't know if he's going to come back to California with the girl or...
No, it's unlikely to come back. It's unlikely because he's got offers to go into other directions, and it's time you let him go. He's going to grow and find his life in his own way, in his own town, and he really has to do that.
Do you see where he's going to go?
Not at this time, Carol. No, I'm not here to do that tonight. We're talking about what's coming in 2020. I have answered your question. Oh. He won't be coming back to live with you. He will be going on his own world. And I'm excited about it because I think he has a lot to offer. So good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
You can always contact me offline.
All right.
Next, there's Barbara from New Jersey. She's April 25th. That's a good year. How are you, Barbara? That's a good date.
All right. How are you this evening?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
My relationship between myself and my husband. Can you see that improving?
As soon as you accept who he is and start working from love. It's very, very hard with relationships, any relationship, parents, children, husbands, if you don't work from love. So there's two rules that a lady by the name of Louise Hay taught me. When you have an upsetting situation, the first thing is to do is to ask yourself, how did I bring this to myself? And the second thing to do is to say, and how can I love it? Why don't you give me one example of what upsets you?
Well, he's not well. He has a lot of mental and physical issues.
He has physical issues.
And yes, and mental issues, which causes depression.
Okay. So when somebody is depressed, you know that that's a chemical reaction. I would suggest that you find out how to change the chemistry through his diet. Deepak Chopra has a lot of information about that, I believe, on his website. Find out what in the diet is causing the problem and why he is so willing to go into depression, and that's got to be something about his childhood.
Yes, I think so.
I'm telling you, Barbara, it's going to get darker before it gets light. So I would educate myself on the reasons that these things happen, because nothing can happen without a thought. And no, you can't be his counselor, but maybe you could find some good spiritual counseling for him.
Yes.
But you have to love it. You have to understand that there is a disease, there is a problem. Work with it as best you can. And you have been. I want to say you have been.
Yes, I have. It's just that it's very, very hard.
It's difficult for you because of your expectations. You can adjust that too so that you won't have so much pain. You can work on yourself by thinking in a different way and not have so much pain. I can help you with that if you'd like to work with me offline. But thank you very much for calling in and for listening to Let's Find Out.
Oh, you're welcome. I love your show. And I love you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And we'll be back with the closing of our program after these messages.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all #alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?' And the teacher replies, 'When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed.'" Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to Level 2 Answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's Sanitizing Healing Spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's Sanitizing Healing Spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
Welcome back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that song, It's a Quiet Thing, was sung by my best friend, Elizabeth Hepburn. It's absolutely mind-blowing. I love it. I certainly know that everything I've gone through this year and all the powerful changes that have happened have become a very quiet thing. And I hope you can reflect on that. I was talking about what 2020 is bringing and how we're walking into it. 2020 is a transition year. It will be a hinge year. Not only will certain things of the decade of the 2020s be influenced by the year 2020, but the hinge will open the door and bring in a light, hopefully. Between 2021 and 2026, the events of those 6 years will be the most significant and challenge of this age of man. How open the door is changing. The door is the door to potential progression or potential degression, depending on our free will choices that every individual makes. Christ said, "Open the door and let me in." I'm telling you that this door's hinge is rusty, and it will take sincere effort to open it and keep it open for these 6 years. The door is the door to our individuality, as well as the collective heart. Our collective heart center, where the infinite consciousness of God is able to come forth into this world through this love, understanding, and compassion. We extend it to all life, including human beings, and yes, even our elected officials. Through the ways that we walk our path in 2020, so will we then be able to extend into 2021 through 2026. The energy and consciousness which has been built on all the year's efforts leading up to and including the year 2020, like a stairway, whichever level we are able to achieve in 2020, the next step, the next years, will be determined and measured by the previous steps and the previous year's efforts. Again, if something comes your way that you're uncomfortable with, don't let yourself go into fear. Ask yourself two questions that Louise Hay left us with. Bless her. How did I bring this to myself? And how can I love it? You can be sitting there crying and pounding your fists on the table and knocking your head against a wall saying, how can I love it? And then you might say, I can't. How can I love it? I can't. How can I love it? Oh, then a new thought comes. An angel spreads their wings over your mind and new ideas come. And then you begin to realize what you can do that's positive and how you can love it. No special grace will save us if we ignore the call for love in our lives, both individually and collectively. And to manifest this love in the varied available potential forms in this world. The call which we have named spiritual work, for which humanity is now desperate for. I have talked about this all year long. The light workers that are true light workers and not in it for their ego will be very, very busy. Because people will be crawling and calling and crying for spiritual deliverance to learn how to walk in the path of love. We are not called to be individually perfect or species perfect. We are called to be determined and willing to work at bringing forth the better and the best parts of ourselves. Even when what we see in others makes us think that others are doing the opposite, even when what we see in others reflects what we consider the worst part of humanity, we have to learn how to not condemn, not judge. All of us have to work with this. The coming 6 years, which 2020 will lead us into, the years of 21 to 2026, are of a lower vibration and are considered dark because this vibration has actions in it which will be carried out as further away from love as can be. The energy is the remaining unhealed yet transformed energy which would have manifested as physical during the Earth's pole changes, the pole shift, the world tilting on its axis, which Edgar Cayce predicted years ago. If humanity does nothing to change in the decades which followed, the pole shift would come, wiping most of the world out. But I believe that has been lifted. I believe we've had a natural evolution in the planet, as well as massive karmic energy, which has been waiting to be lifted, but which has since been worked out, so it won't manifest anymore. So you don't have to listen to the fear that's on the internet and all that stuff. The meaning of supreme turmoil energy that's being manifested through the earth and through people will be experienced by many on this earth in the coming years, and not as a result of any one person. Neither Donald Trump becoming president or Hillary Clinton, had she become president, is the cause of the problems of the world. Neither Republicans or Democrats are responsible for the problems of the world, but rather individuals in all walks of life, known as all of us. It is the consciousness of the people of the world throughout this age of man, heretofore unresolved in our subconscious, that gave birth to the leaders of this world and the movements that these leaders have represented, not vice versa. The diversity of leaders is representative of the consciousness of the people. That is always true. And the United States and the United Kingdom will both be affected by these eclipses, because the United States is Capricorn and the United Kingdom is Cancer, and the eclipses are in Capricorn and Cancer, meaning that there may be three presidents in 1 year. That's the mantra that I've been given, three presidents in 1 year. And I do believe that Queen Elizabeth is going to step down and that William will become king. I think Charles will be passed over. In the last few weeks, I have been seeing a new phenomenon on the internet called public master classes, taught on almost any subject by a master, usually for a gigantic fee, and sometimes they gift us with the information. But who knows? Who knows what all these rapid changes will bring? I am sure we can be certain that there are going to be great and dramatic events as we walk through the remainder of this incredible year of 2020 and actually enter the new decade on New Year's Eve, 2020-2021. You can see the effort that everyone is making around the world to understand them. I hope that you will continue to give me your input and that we can be able to find a new meaning in all that's occurring. After all, we all have to find out, don't we? So send me an email. The email is elizabeth_joyce.16@aol.com. And you can always reach me at my website, new-visions.com. We should be thankful for every day of joy and peace that we are permitted to live. We should be grateful for the air we breathe and every breath we take, as our mind and heart are focused on Him. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Next week I will be in transition, so we will do the repeat program with Roberta from the AIM program. And in case you missed it, she gives us wonderful information. Now it's time to go into the meditation, and we will end with a song by Elizabeth Hepburn. I'm signing off in Texas, and I will greet you next time in New Hampshire, the home of my parents and family. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is the Garden of Life Meditation with Elizabeth Joyce. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are still in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck, because we can always change our thinking. As we continue to choose positive thoughts and actions, the negative thoughts dissolve away. So, take a deep breath. Sit with your spine straight, both feet flat on the floor, and legs uncrossed. Or you can lay down. Close your eyes
and allow these messages to flow and penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are the most important to you at this moment. These positive concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As your body, mind, spirit absorbs them by repetition, you are slowly strengthening and crossing the bridge, the very basis of your garden of life. As we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to flow into your consciousness, know that you are planting the seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those experiences, those old hurts, old pain, and I put them into this stream and watch them dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward into the new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital, no matter which kind of vibrational plane I am existing on. Love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others releases me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself, because when I can forgive, I am setting myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now, to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross this bridge with joy and ease, and the old issues have transformed into wonderful new experiences. You know, my life gets better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and the old thoughts stand in my way. My new thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release the things in my past that cloud my vision. I now can see the perfection of all of life. I willingly forgive, and I bring love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and see yourself breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and bring in the aromatherapy of spring, all the flowers blooming and the glorious sights of the brilliant colors. As I take a deep breath, I observe my life with joy, abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided through the day and making good choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continually guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. As I break free and think wonderful thoughts, I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. This is my new vision of reality. And so it is.
I suppose that there are those who say he had it easy.